played an excellent third quarter. We rebounded a lot better, which was big. We were, getting out rebounded 18-10 the first half. And we went to the glass a lot more aggressive. We kind of got a little saying, rebound angry. I thought our rebounding improved. And then we wanted to continue to push it. We felt like we could get some things in the open court, and we did. You know, defensively, we stayed in our sagging man and had some luck with that.
Yeah, Elijah Horton, he's a beast down low. So what did you have to do to weather the storm?
We got a nice cushion that we could weather his storm. They'd had another kid knocking down threes. It could have been a different story. Nice soft hands, a great feel. I mean, he doesn't look like your typical basketball player. You know, he's got a good feel, though. Played Xavier Kelly. Pretty much head up from Wichita East. He's a fine basketball player, really is. And, you know, we did a better job there late when we got around and tried to full front him when we went back into some 2-3 zone. And I thought, you know, at that point, Bryce did a pretty good job.
You know, you look at Bryce Unruh with 22 points, and he shot 14 times tonight. It's double what Dayton McGordy did. And usually Dayton's been your big scorer, but Bryce quietly has been able to, you know, for your guys that are those shooters, what kind of added emphasis are you putting for them now that Noah was out of this game?
You know, we didn't talk a lot about it. We knew we were going to be without Noah. It's just everybody had to pick it up a little bit. Bryce did. You know, he shot a great percent, hit 4 big free throws at a critical time there, all in a row, which, you know, was I thought big. I didn't realize he had 22. I wished he would have added more than 2 rebounds with it. But, you know, we'll continue to work on that. But, you know, Bryce had a good feel inside and out. And he's kind of a rhythm-type shooter. And, obviously, we needed every bit of that tonight. You know, we had it up